I cannot wait to talk to Annabelle again. She was our Why Should We Talk to You on Monday, and it sounds like she has a wild Easter ahead of her.
It's going
to
be insane.
Also, why are you jamming things in your ears, Brian Riley?
Look, it's because we got something off of Amazon, and now it sounds like that's going to be my weekend plans.
We talked about stupid purchases with that, and a round of the feud. Chelsea, I tip of the hat to you, girl.
Cleaned house, watching all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies on repeat. Oh.
Defying collusion, Brian.
Don't ask me. It's Friday. I don't
sore
need
loser.
To.
Sore loser.
Look. You'll hear it all right now in the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Getting the families together. That is what we have, and why should we talk to you on Monday? That's when someone has something big going on over the weekend, so they call us up, loop us into it so we can all be a part of it. And that is why Melanie darkens our doorstep today. Melanie, what's going on? Why should we talk to you on Monday?
Well, my family's coming over to celebrate Easter, and my husband's family is going to be there. And I just don't think they have a lot in common.
Okay. Is this the first time they're getting together?
Yes, this is the first time, at Easter anyway, and my family likes to party at any holiday. Like,
yes,
my family.
It's like an adult Easter egg hunt. They're hiding little bottles of vodka. They do Jello shots for Easter.
On a Sunday?
Hey, yes. Got to. It's a day of rest.
The Jello's there.
Right. And my husband's family... Not so much.
Okay.
They are traditional. They, you know, want to have, you know, they pray before the meal. They want to watch Passion of the Christ. You know, they want to do things that are religious and more traditional and have a nice Easter dinner, not an adult Easter egg hunt finding vodka bottles and doing shots.
Which, again, doesn't sound like a bad time.
Yeah. Oh, God, and you're bringing them together under one roof.
Yes. And I just feel like it's going to be a disaster.
So I think that this could be overcome, though. I mean, you could watch The Passion of the Christ and do Jello shots all at the same time.
That's exactly the way it was meant to be.
I don't know.
So far, it's like, yeah, it's going to be awkward, but it seems like they could get through it.
Well, the other thing is that we have someone dress up as the Easter Bunny every year, and his family does not like the Easter Bunny, at all.
That would make sense if they're pretty traditional.
Yeah, rabbit laying eggs is weird. He is not the reason for the season. I get it.
Is his family, and I don't mean this against any religious people listening. I actually wish I was better at being religious. But is his family any fun at all?
No, they're very nice. They are very sweet. They are very nice. But they're just very straight-laced.
Okay. So the answer was no to your question, Kelly.
Oh.
What about your husband, though? Where does he fall in this spectrum?
Well, he enjoys my family. He thinks they're hilarious.
I bet he does. Especially if he grew up with those people. I bet he loves your family. This is going to be hardest on him, I bet, because he's going to feel so awkward with his family trying to do all this religious stuff. And your family's... Did you say they gamble, too? Did you say that?
Yeah.
They gamble on Easter. What are they betting on?
Yeah, on Easter, yeah.
Will the tomb be empty or not? I got $5 on an empty tomb.
Oh, boy.
Who wants the cash? Who wants in?
Oh, my God.
Is there anybody in your family that you're worried about, like, meeting your husband's family?
I have an aunt that's pretty wild, and I'm just, like, she just sometimes is vulgar, and she gets to drinking and taking the Jello shots, and it's like you don't know what's going to come out of her mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
We all have that one aunt.
Passion of the Christ has to be one of the heaviest films I have ever watched. I bawl my eyes out. I'm wondering how quiet that room is going to be, or maybe your family will be passed out by then. I don't know.
It may be.
It's a tough sit. That movie is a tough sit.
Right.
Melanie, how do you think this is going to go? In your head, how is this playing out?
I don't know. I'm just going to try to keep the peace, like, on both sides. I don't know. I really don't know how this is going to land. I really don't.
Stay in the kitchen and avoid everybody.
And I will be praying for
right,
you.
Right.
Thank goodness there'll be tons of booze around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boozy deviled eggs.
That'll always help. I cannot wait to talk to you on Monday, because this sounds like an absolute mess about to go down in your house over the weekend. So we'll call you this exact same time on Monday, and we will see, through your hangover, how did Easter go, getting your husband's traditional family together and your absolute degenerate family together.
My kind of family.
Okay, sounds good.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Dumb online purchases. Brian, you brought up one yesterday that was a home run.
Oh, dude, okay. Here's the thing. My girlfriend has just bought an Amazon Prime like subscription, whatever it is.
Oh, so yeah.
She's drunk with power
right
now.
So for some reason, she thinks everything's on discount. And unfortunately,
it's girl math.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this last week was the big spring sale that I was talking about. So now she gets it even faster and at a cheaper rate. It's like Target online. And so I go home a couple of days ago, and I've got two packages at my door. And both of them assigned to her. I'm like, what did she buy? So I look at the old order online. The first thing she bought was an earwax video camera.
Why?
What? Like a scope?
It's basically...
What are you hoping to see?
What you're supposed to do with it, and I guess it's viral all over the internet. It's like a little mini camera, and it's got a rubber tip at the end. And so you put it in your ear, and you can see all of the earwax that's in your ear through your phone.
Awesome.
And so you could scoop out the earwax with this camera.
Dude, that thing is a punctured eardrum just waiting to happen.
And I shouldn't be trusted with it.
No.
And then she bought a cat backpack. You know the ones that
clear.
They're clear, and they've got a bubble on the outside. And it's in case we ever go on a walk and we want to bring Fred with, because he wouldn't walk on a leash.
Dude, you need to get her password to Amazon and change it.
I'm like, what is going on? She's like, I don't know. I got a couple of extra bucks, so I figured I'd buy it. It was on sale. Like, when are we ever going to, A, go on a walk, and B, go on a walk with the cat? You know what I mean? Like, what is going on here? And so now I have, my house looks like a cat museum. I've got, like 2 weeks ago I had mentioned she bought one of those platforms
right.
that you stick on a sliding glass door.
Mm-hmm.
So my cat now lays on our door, basically, looking out the window. We have a 6 foot tall cat thing in our house. We've got more toys than he knows, and now he's got a backpack that I guess we're going to put him in.
Which is so funny, because you said he's not very affectionate.
No,
you sound like the Egyptians when they're worshiping their cats.
What's weird, without the gift of Amazon, this would never, like, you would never have a cat backpack.
The gift of Amazon.
And an earwax camera. I'm still puzzled by as to what.
She is saying that I'm going to love it.
The earwax camera?
The earwax camera.
No, thank you.
And I have, I have a pimple in my ear currently. So she wants to use the camera to find the pimple and try to pop it. That's her game plan that's my exciting weekend plans,
I'm going to tell you this. I've watched every episode of The Pimple Popper.
Oh, yeah. I can't watch that show.
So if you record this somehow, your TikTok's going to blow up.
Oh, I don't have a TikTok. God. I don't have a TikTok.
Does she?
She might. I don't know. Maybe.
There you go. Like, I'm telling you, millions of people would watch that video.
That's so disgusting. I just can't even imagine wanting to see what's inside of my ear. And you shouldn't be sticking things in your ear anyway. You shouldn't even use Q-tips.
And that's why I'm terrified, because she goes, well, you wear headphones every day. Your hearing is probably going bad super fast.
Yeah. I mean, that's
and
fair.
I don't use Q-tips. So she's like, I bet you I could find gold in there. I'm like,
Every once in a while, I'll go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor and have them vacuum out my ears. And
I'm sorry, what?
They'll stick a little vacuum in, they'll suck the wax out of your ears.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing like a little shark vacuum.
It's absolutely disgusting, but when you leave the doctor, it's like, you can hear like the wind, and you can hear like it's bonkers how it sounds when you leave.
I should probably go there rather than trusting
somebody.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it yourself.
Without medical professional.
He takes an actual vacuum.
Digging in my ear.
Rachel said the ear cameras are awesome. Why is it awesome though?
No. I don't get
that.
That's what she's saying too. She goes, Brian, you're going to love them. And I go, this is probably the dumbest waste of purchase of all time. I don't even know how much she spent on it. I don't want to know. But that's we have crazy. One now. So if anyone wants me to clean your ears professionally on camera.
Yeah, come on. Come clean my ears.
I got you.
Pop them pimples.
All right. 320-656-9453. We want to hear about your dumb online purchases. We got people sitting on hold ready to chime in on this one. What's up? What was yours?
I know I have. There's a million back contraptions in my house that my husband's bought that he does. He uses them the one time and then they get stored away.
Please explain back contraptions.
Okay. I mean, exactly. Like, they're things to help his back, but none of them, you know, so they literally get used the one time. And then we probably have about 8 of them. They're rolling things to roll out his back, things to massage his back, pulsers, lots of things that just uses one time. I promise you once. Like, literally, I see it the one time, and then I rarely see it again. And they're not cheap, usually.
It sounds like he's using it, his back's finally stretched, and then it's sore, and he's like, I can't do it. My back hurts even worse today.
Right. Let me go online and find another item that's not going to work.
Brian Riley's girlfriend bought a earwax camera, so we're talking about stupid things that you've bought. Hello?
Yeah, so I bought some gimmicky thing for my car. It costed like $300.
Whoa.
And it was not worth the $300. So I returned it.
Well, what was it supposed to do?
So I have, what are these called, those road hazard lights on top of my car, you know, the orange lights?
Right.
And, like, I got one of those for my other job, and, like, it said it did, like, all that stuff, and it was, like, a piece of crap. It was smaller than what the image was and the dimensions, so.
So it was, like, a warning light for your car.
It was the wrong dimensions. Basically.
I've seen those cheap ones now that you can get online. It's, like, a magnet that you're supposed to put on top of your car.
Yep. Oh, like delivery drivers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But there's, you know, $300.
He just got one that fits on a Hot Wheels car, not his real car.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a wasted purchase, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the phone call this morning.
The amount of text messages that are rolling in for this earwax camera are absolutely insane.
I'm shocked, dude. I don't understand the purpose of it, though.
Like
why do you know what's in there? It's wax and disgusting. Like,
because
why?
You're trying to figure out exactly what's in there. What's going on?
I'd be about 90% sure that we don't have a doctor. I know that we have.
I was just going to say that.
I know that we have a lot of nurses listening.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea, right? Like, you shouldn't be jamming cameras in your ear.
No,
if anyone's listened to the show long enough, I shouldn't be responsible of jamming anything into anyone's ears.
Right.
Let alone my own ear. Well, Brianna said that she's got a 9-month-old that gets such waxy ears, so it'll help to see the eardrum and look for infections and things like that.
So do you clean it with the camera?
There's tips. So there's, like, rubber tips with it, and you use the camera, and you can scrape it out.
No.
And you can pull it out, and you can change the camera per eardrum.
You are so going to puncture an eardrum. Dude.
Might I suggest just going to see an ear, nose, or throat doctor?
Yeah, I'll have them vacuum out your ears. It's awesome.
I could, but that would cost more money than the $15 she probably spent on.
You're
going to
be deaf
for those.
You're going to be deaf in
He's
one ear.
He's going to be deaf.
Oh, that's
yes.
fine. Might work out.
We got someone else sitting on hold has a dumb purchase. What was it?
Oh, yeah. There's a really nice chair in the living room. No one sits in.
The old furniture purchase.
Did it cost you an arm and a leg?
Kind of. It was, yeah, it was like $800. I mean, that was a lot of money for a chair.
Was it meant to be sat in at some point?
I have a chair like that, too.
It was pretty. It was so pretty, and I just thought that we were going to use it, and it just sits there and everyone avoids it.
See, this is why people aren't allowed in Target, because you go in there, you need toothpaste, and you come out with a cart full of things that look pretty.
With a chair.
Yeah, with a chair. You're like, I don't need this.
But no one sits in.
So you still have it to this day sitting there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Sure do.
It still looks good. It's just no one's ever sat in it.
No, and it's not as comfortable as I thought it would be, if I have to be really honest, which is so sad, because, you know, I bought it thinking, oh, it's going to be such a cute accent piece, and when people come over, they'll just sit there. But no, we all still just huddle on the couch.
Well, Marilyn Monroe said it best. Beauty is pain.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
Another listener-suggested Small Town Salute, Mona, wanted us to give a Small Town Salute to Young America, Minnesota, population 838. She says Young America is home to Minnesota's oldest festival, Stiftung Fest. It happens in August, and at Stiftung Fest, you can expect a 5K, food, drinks, and music. That sounds like one hell of a party, Mona. And that's why Young America, Minnesota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
Jennifer Leverins from our newsroom. What is the question today in the feud?
We asked 100 people. Top 6 answers are on the board. Name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed.
That's what we have up in today's round of
The Feud!
And today will be Brian versus Chelsea. Mm-hmm. I will just sit back and watch you guys
learn.
Watch your smoke.
Learn.
Okay, do we know who goes first?
Chelsea goes first. Big dog's been on top.
Alrighty-roo. Chelsea, We asked 100 people. Top six answers are on the board. Name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed.
I'm going to say, because it's just good manners, his peg leg.
Show me peg leg.
Wow.
Right out the gate.
How many answers are there, Jen?
Six.
Okay.
Well, now five.
Okay. I wish I could have gotten this one. This one seems easy.
I'm sorry.
I got like seven answers in my head.
I asked for like the elementary version. So
that never happened.
Okay, Brian, name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed.
Well, most pirates have one of these, from what I've seen in Pirates of the Caribbean. A hat? Their hat?
All right, show me hat.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, nice.
All right. Number one answer.
You actually know all these answers, Kelly?
I do. I seriously have like six answers in my... I don't know why I'm so familiar with pirates.
Just wish you were living that lifestyle.
I do.
All right, Chelsea, name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed.
I wouldn't want to roll over on this. I would say his eye patch.
His eye patch.
All right.
We're so good.
Wait, an eye patch? What about, don't you people wear like the blinding things when they go to bed?
I do, but I'm not a pirate.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay. This sounds erroneous. Okay, Jen, what's the question for you? Okay,
by the way, eye patch, number one answer.
Yes!
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Now that's shocking.
Again.
One-eyed Willie.
This seems like collusion to me, but we'll see how this ends up.
All right. So, name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed.
Look, there's a whole movie based off of it. His hook.
Show me hook!
Yeah!
That's right. Big dog, baby.
Why all couldn't right. I have gotten this one?
I'm sorry. All right. We have two answers left. Chelsea, name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed.
I'm going to have to say those nasty, dirty, swashbuckling boots.
Show me boots.
Ooh. Dang, he even I wouldn't have said that.
All right.
All right. One strike. All right. Brian, to you, name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed.
Okay. Well, a pirate wears clothes. I would say his clothes, right? Like his like pirate outfit. I don't know what it's called. I'm not a pirate.
Pantaloons.
Yeah, his pantaloons. I'll say it. His pantaloons.
It's been his fluffy shirt.
Yep.
All right. Show me pantaloons.
That's okay.
Dang.
That's just a fun word to say.
Look, my dog has pantaloons. They're so cute.
I had a free strike against me. It's all the pressure's on Chelsea.
All right.
Oh, that's right.
Hey,
you don't think
I know this strategy, baby?
No sweat. I have Viking blood, and they're kind of like pirate cousins. All right.
Okay. Name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed.
Well, we know he's armed. He's got to take off that sword, Jen.
Oh.
Show me sword.
Yeah. Oh,
that was a good one, Chelsea.
Okay.
I gotta give it to you. That was a good one.
There's one more, huh?
There's one more.
Before I know what
it is. I bet I know what it is.
All right, Brian, can you tell me the last thing a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed?
Yes,
I'm sending it to you telepathically, Brian.
Okay, that's a bad answer, Kelly. You should send me another one. Okay, what about his telescope? The little mini one on his waist that you...
The one that's
you look ahead and then you put it away.
That's in the bird's nest?
Just exit.
That's a total X.
Just an exit. But you didn't say show me telescope.
I didn't say show me telescope, but show me telescope.
What was your answer, Mr. Pirate Man?
Let's see if Chelsea has another one.
Okay, I had a couple, but this one might be a little off the wall. His parrot.
That's what I was going
to
say.
His parrot has to get off his shoulder.
That's the last answer.
Parrot.
That's what I was going to...
For Chelsea.
You guys aren't watching
Nicely
real
done,
pirate
Chelsea.
Stuff.
Nicely done.
You guys are watching cartoons. Watch the real pirate movies.
All right, let's get a rundown, Jen.
Okay, name something a pirate has to take off before he goes to bed. His eye patch. His hook. His hat, his peg leg, his sword, and his parrot.
I'm calling collusion on this thing.
You got to give it to her, man.
Yeah, collusion.
Now, Big Dog has walked the plank.
I get to take on Chelsea next week. Can we please get an easy one like this next week? Because I feel like all the ones I get are so hard.
Okay, I will dig.
It's going to be the top five Nobel Peace Prize winners. Get ready. Get your studying on now, Kelly.
Or pieces of horse tack.
There you go.
Well, Chelsea, you did it today. You won this round of
The Feud!
The Kelly Jordan Show.
It's so weird that we were just talking about these girls the other day, and now they're popping up all over my social media. It's the, would you call them conjoined twins?
They are.
They seem more like a two-headed person. And I mean, absolutely no disrespect.
It's putting it bluntly, but yes, they are medically conjoined twins. Abby and Brittany.
They came to fame because they were on an episode of Oprah many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was just this most amazing thing. It just looks like a girl with one body and two heads.
And then they went on to TLC.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a reality show that kind of followed their whole life.
Yep. And they're from Minnesota.
Right. They teach at a school by my mom's house, Sunnyside Elementary.
They graduated the same year as my brother, and they went to a private college.
Okay.
And my brother, who was friends with a girl from high school, became like their best friend. I think they're still best friends to this day.
Well, okay, so the reason they're popping up in the news
is that they got married. Well, Abby got married.
This is so weird.
So
I shouldn't use the word weird. That feels insensitive.
There's a photo that surfaced. I think it's kind of one of those beautiful stories, right? Because we have so many different people on
yes.
this earth, and it's like, you know, everybody deserves value. And so there's this picture of Abby, who is dancing with her husband, who is a United States veteran
mm-hmm.
in the Army. He's also a nurse, so he understands medical things. He can process things a lot better than most people. And so anyways, there's this picture of Abby dancing with her husband, and then Brittany, her conjoined twin,
yeah.
is also there too.
There's so many questions to this, right? I thought that he married both of them, and then I was like, wait, that's not legal. You can't marry two people.
Right. So what do you do?
But it's only one body with two heads.
My understanding is that they each have their own separate driver's license. Like, they both had to take the test.
Okay.
And they have everything that they do is separate, minus like teaching,
because it's separate brains.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
shared body parts, like shared lungs and stuff like that.
Everything from their pelvis down, all the organs and everything is unified.
So do they have two hearts?
I don't know. I've always asked that question too, because if one gets sick, are they both sick
yeah.
or is it just one? There's so many more questions.
No, it's different.
It can be
different.
Really?
Yeah. Which can struggle. So from what I read, without getting too personal, but
right.
everything from their pelvis down is unified, the same organ, but
you mean up,
no,
right?
No,
down.
Oh, from the, you mean like the legs?
So going, yeah, like yeah, from
Got
your
it.
Hips and waist, from your belly button down, everything is the same. They share a bloodstream. All the organs below the waist is what they're saying. Abby controls their right arm and leg, while Brittany controls the left.
Boy, that's got to be so hard to do. Think about driving like that.
And one's an extrovert. And one's an introvert.
Oh, that would be tough.
One enjoys going out to parties. The other one likes to sit home and read and be quiet. So this is something that they literally, they're sharing each other. So they have to respect one another's wishes.
Lindsay texting in saying that they have two hearts and four lungs.
Wow.
So that explains when one gets sick, she can pass it on to her sister.
But and we won't get sophomoric about this, but you think about the things of marriage, like just being a couple that's married, whether it's, you know, going out to dinner, it's like, I got to bring my... It's hard to wrap your brain around how this would all work.
You know what I love about this is that, you know, society is kind of deeming like, hey, you should be a certain way. But their parents said, you know what, they treat Brittany and her sister, Abby and Brittany, they're like, nope, they're two people. They're conjoined below the waist, but they are two people. And so they have always been told, you can do whatever you want to do. Be whatever you want to be. Do not try to listen to society.
I love that. Dustin texting in, I went to school with one of their cousins. They brought in a baby picture of them one time.
I wonder if it's, what was that movie with Matt Damon and where they were brothers?
Oh, that were conjoined. Was terrible.
But that was kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah,
like they were conjoined and they had to do things that neither of them wanted to do. One was an actor, one didn't want to be. Kind of the same, similar, but of course, obviously different.
Well, we wish them the best.
We do. When they're born, they talked about doing a surgery. And that was brought up by the doctors, and the parents are like, We can't do this. It's too high risk. What do you do? How do you choose?
Yeah.
And they didn't. And now they have this beautiful life. It is not traditional at all. Congratulations to Abby.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
So this happened back in 2003. An empty Boeing 727 was stolen from Luanda, Angola. That's an airport.
Okay.
Okay.
By two men. The plane disappeared without a trace and has still yet to be found to this day.
How do you steal a jet?
You go to school to learn how to fly a jet. You wait till the pilot steps out for a cigarette. You jump in that thing and take off.
But you have to talk to air control, don't you?
Not if you hijack it.
Just push it?
I don't think you're going to go to an airport and be like, excuse me, sir, where is your jet that has it unlocked? I'm going to take that from you.
Two guys are just pushing it.
They had to know something. But here's the interesting twist to this story.
Okay.
Now, you're thinking like, well, how could this happen? I guess at this airport at that time, they were running by a complete different set of rules. And I don't know how that's possible because I thought the FAA controlled everything. Like, that's why all pilots have to speak English, right? Because...
Okay.
Correct, so they don't crash.
Right. So, the thing that they said is the amazing thing about this is this plane was possibly hijacked, taken to Africa, and is possibly now serving... it's flying as a commercial jet right now. It's possible they stole it, gave it a fresh paint job, and now it's flying out of Africa as whatever Air Africa or whatever the heck they're...
I was going to say, because Luanda, that's where you said it was? That's in Africa.
That's Rwanda.
Angola.
Luanda, Angola.
There you go.
Yeah, the Angola is like part of Africa.
So, okay, so I didn't know that. So they're saying that it's probably still in there. The two men probably hijacked it, and it's possible that it's serving as a commercial jet right now for another airline.
They actually
plane jacked it, and now they're flying it as their own.
There are serial numbers on every single part of the plane. That would be forever. You know how hard it is just to steal a car, let alone a jet?
But we're talking about Africa. They run fast and loose over there.
Here's the other thing that I have a question with. You're saying they hijacked it on the ground, not in the air, right?
Right. It was empty. There was no passengers on it.
What are you, driving it on the highway to get somewhere? Like, excuse me, sir.
Are they pushing it? Did they fly just kind of low?
I can only imagine what the paint job was.
I'm sure it was pretty sweet.
Hey, someone go to Home Depot real quick, get a bunch of white, and we'll see what happens here.
Well, you know, we just learned yesterday, Boeing, their CEO is stepping down. They're having all sorts of issues, so this is one of the safety checks that I'm sure they didn't follow.
And so you're saying that they think that they're still flying that plane?
They think that it might be in service as like a commercial jet.
Oof. I've seen a lot of videos where people will find planes in the middle of the woods. Like, have you seen that? They find planes stranded in the middle of the woods.
Right.
And then people turn them into houses and stuff.
Did you see that guy?
What type of Narnia world are you living in?
In this world, because it's happened.
Did you see the guy who was, he ended up flying the plane straight into the ocean, but he stole a jet because he was suicidal.
Oh.
And he was flying the jet like over a neighborhood with absolutely no experience whatsoever.
I've seen that actually.
That's traumatic.
And the video is him talking to flight control. And he's just like, yeah, I'm going to take this baby out. He's like, don't worry, I'm not going to kill anyone but myself. I'm just going to take it out over the ocean.
Jeez.
And he did that. But people were like taking videos with their phones because this jumbo jet is flying like right over their house.
That is terrifying.
You would think also.
What a jerk.
I was just going to say, you think with Google Earth, they'd be able to just kind of scroll in and try to find that thing.
Possibly.
Around. What, Brian? Throw a water balloon at it?
Google Earth doesn't update in real time. It's not like a live picture of the Earth.
Google Earth once caught my uncle shoveling his driveway.
Ooh, scandal.
I know. At least he was wearing pants, so we're good.
It's not a live look?
No. It's not.
That is news to me.
So if you're in Africa, you might be on a stolen jet.
Maybe you didn't find this one interesting. I really did that they just lost a 727. That's a big plane just go missing.
That makes me wonder how security is around there.
I'm telling you, the company's crashing.
And I will have another one for you on Monday. You might not like that one on Monday either, but the thing is I don't care because these are facts that maybe only I find interesting, and sometimes I have to say that. Maybe it's just me. Welcome to our very first break of the day. We call it our bonus track. What the heck did we talk about this morning? My wife's birthday and how it's going to cost me an arm and a leg.
Yeah, we talked about that. We also talked about Chelsea's moving a little bit yesterday.
Right.
Yes.
Talked about that.
Talked about...
none of us even remember.
It was a good thing, though.
There's a reason we call it the bonus track, and there's a reason we tack it on the end of the podcast. So here it is. We will all listen to it and remember what we talked about together.
Yay.
It's the bonus track at the end of the podcast. Morning from Sarah. It's my birthday Sunday.
Ooh,
happy Easter.
Happy
you
Easter.
And Jesus.
Happy birthday.
Ooh, I wonder if they get a cake.
Yeah, but wait, what?
Do they get a cake with that Easter ham?
I said you and Jesus. I was making that. I was so stupid, I thought.
We got four total new time texters. There you go.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Love me on.
Hey, I got to tell you guys something. It's my wife's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Turning the ripe old age of 39 years old.
29.
Yep. forever 29. She still looks 29. And I why didn't someone tell me before that the Dollar Tree is the best place to go for birthday stuff? I'm talking candles, cards, balloons.
They got everything.
I didn't
streamers,
know this.
They have the coordinated plates, even kind of like the bougie kind of gold.
Yeah.
I was
telling my kids, we were in there yesterday. I was like, why has no one told me about the Dollar Tree birthday section?
Oh, darling. Have you ever thrown a birthday before?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty bad at it. Usually I just go under the bed and like, man, is there a birthday bag underneath there somewhere?
You better load up now because the Dollar Tree or whatever is going moving up to $7.
Get those balloons, but sometimes they do run out of helium.
That's all right. As long as she wakes up in the next 3 hours, I think we'll be all right because it did look a little more deflated today than it did yesterday. But I was just like, normally I would go to Target and drop like 40, 50 bucks. On, you know, a card for the kids and then me and then a bag and then the frilly stuff you put in the bag and a balloon.
Yeah, yep.
And I was like, I walked down there with $11. I spent $11.
Don't you feel like a baller walking out?
I did.
Like,
Thank you. I did feel like a baller walking
My
out.
Mom gets all of her wrapping paper from the Dollar Tree. And it's honestly really cool wrapping paper,
like, why
too.
Wouldn't you?
Some is reversible even.
I mean, all wrapping paper can be reversible, but yes, it is.
Now, since I've just learned about this new treasure trove, how long till they take it away from us? There's no way they're going to keep
this. Well, you just found it, yeah. So probably next week.
Yeah. There's no way that they're going to let us keep getting away with this.
No.
Well, we've been talking about this.
They got glasses? They got like glasses in there.
Yeah, I bought these heart-shaped flutes for Valentine's Day. I mean, they got the bougiest, craziest stuff.
But how do they make a profit? Like, it has to cost more than a dollar to make a glass, right? Well,
have you been on Temu or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
That's just a way for the Chinese to get your information.
Don't look too deep on Chinese stuff.
I'm not going... But you go into the Dollar Tree, right?
Yeah.
And there's like like four Tupperware containers in there. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Okay, the packaging of that alone had to cost, you know, 25 cents. How are they giving me this for a dollar? It seems too good to be true.
Dude, I love those takeout containers, especially after, like, if you have Easter or Thanksgiving or whatever, you buy like 10 of those takeout containers they have for like $2.
Yeah.
And then you just load everybody up and send them on their way, and you feel so classy doing it.
Right. They have chafing dishes there.
They do.
Where you can keep things warm, like when you have guests over.
Yeah, they got everything.
They also have potted meat.
Are you going to get a job there? No, I feel like you're going to get a job there to try to get an even more big of a discount.
Plastic flowers?
No. You know what, though? It's funny you say about working there, because the woman that was working there yesterday, I walked up to the cashier to check out.
Yeah.
I'm not even exaggerating, guys. I was standing there for 2 minutes, and she didn't say a word to me.
Where was she looking? What was
she's like doing? She's trying to... Like log into her, like register or whatever. And I turned to my daughter. I was like, "Does she even see me?
Am I here?"
I was as close as I am to Chelsea, closer than I am to Chelsea right here, and facing each other. And I was like, "Does this woman even know? Like I'm standing."
You
here?
Feel a presence. I feel like with peripheral vision.
Yeah,
like you have to at least acknowledge them.
You could feel my aura at least.
It's almost more of impressive when you don't acknowledge somebody.
Right,
you know, like it's.
Right.
I feel like when someone stands in front of you and you don't realize they're there, that's more of a skill than knowing that they're there.
I like confrontation. You are.
I do not.
Did
I
you really
not.
Stand there for 2 minutes?
I did,
100%
quietly with your arm full of things.
So I slowly tried to like put my balloon in her line of sight. Like,
you're like maybe in front of
trying
her
to block her monitor. Like, it's a dead. And the line was stacking up too. And I was like, this woman just don't. But
poor
I would
lady.
Imagine at the Dollar Tree, you get those great deals. You have to sacrifice customer service in the process.
You have to. It's part of the actual mandate. I like to think Kelly's standing there. It's like, oh, man, everything just trying to be very, everything's a dollar here? This is crazy. He's hoping she would look. She's like, yeah, I know. I work here.
You know what she was doing? She was upping the prices to $1.25.
Probably. Like, this guy doesn't know. What is the potted meat, by the way? What is it made of? Is it Spam?
It's Vienna sausages.
Oh, like hot dogs.
Like, yeah, but they look weird, man.
That would be a fun radio bit to do.
No.
All week long.
No.
Hear me out, Chelsea.
No.
I'll do it. I'm in.
You got to be a part of this now. All week long, we only eat Dollar Tree meals.
You go.
Is there a frozen food section there?
They do.
Okay.
Yes.
If you go in, buy whatever's in a can, I'll eat it.
Potted meat?
I don't care what it is.
I have to eat it?
Why don't we figure out a way for us to do some type of in-studio competition? Loser has to eat whatever
from
the mystery Dollar Tree bag.
You guys know I ate all my food before I moved.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in our fridge and freezer. This might be us. We don't get paid till Monday.
Yeah.
This might be my life.
A pot of meat?
A pot of meat going to the dollar store.
That's going to be an interesting, interesting Easter dinner.
I will say, there is
honestly,
there is nothing worse than moving and then having to rebuy groceries and rebuy almost everything.
Toothbrushes.
My God. You're like, okay, yeah, we just need a couple of things. Next thing you know, it's a $450 bill. You're like,
It's cray cray.
It is. It's nuts. But how did the move go? Everything went smoothly?
There were two moving guys. And just watching them, we're all
Was that enough?
We were the same age.
Okay.
Same age. And these guys are lifting these boxes, maneuvering my couch that is fully reclinable, so it comes in
parts. That's a heavy one.
Very, very heavy. A great piece of furniture. They're the teddy bear chair that has a 9-foot circumference, up the stairs, everything. They got everything done in just like a few hours.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was crazy. And we were unpacked within, from start to finish, 12-hour process.
So you're fully living now?
Almost.
Good for you.
Almost.
Way to make it happen.
I'm like, where are the dog leashes? And he's like, oh, in a bag somewhere? I'm like...
That's the worst, too.
That don't
Not
help.
Not knowing where anything
that
is.
That don't help. Oh, and we left half of our dishes back at our other place because he didn't check the cupboards before he left. So we are actually heading back...
Fully furnished.
...to pack.
Can you guys get in there still? Your old place?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, she's so cool. She's like, yeah, you can, the full week. I'm like, no, 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 because you're going to prorate me for that week.
Yeah.
And I am paying that.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Mm-mm.
Guys, should we do some history together?
Hit it.
It was on this day, all the way back in 1985, we were exposed to possibly the worst acting on film ever, but we thought it was cool at the time.
He's looking for Susan again. She's late returning from Mexico. This is the fifth ad he's run. Why does he want to see her so badly? Who is she?
Madonna made her movie debut in Desperately Seeking Susan.
Never heard of it.
It's not good. It is not. But back then we thought it was so cool. Like Prince was popping up in movies and Madonna was popping up in movies.
What was the one she did? Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Oh, Evita.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was a musical. So it was probably more in her wheelhouse. And this was 1985. I think that was like 98 or something.
Have you ever seen the movie?
So she just can't speak lines.
Right.
Have you ever seen the movie The Room? The one with Tommy Wiseau. It was a movie that was remade again later on. It wasn't remade, but it was a mockumentary style with James Franco.
I don't think so.
And it's
this guy who just wanted to be famous, and he's from Austria. No one actually knows where he is. He made quite possibly the worst movie ever. I will have to show it to you in the break because it's
The movie is called The Room, or the documentary is called The Room?
I think the movie's called The Room. Let me look it up real quick. I'll bring it up.
I'll give you more facts. It was on this day. Man, if you're an 80s kid, this was a huge day in your life.
Look at this!
Hulk Hogan pinned Andre the Giant in 11 minutes and 43 seconds. Now, this sounds hilarious. This was WrestleMania 3, too.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
This maybe sounds corny, but as kids, Hulk Hogan was like a real-life superhero to us. And Andre the Giant, like, they were the two good guys who you didn't want to see fight. And then when Hulk Hogan picked up Andre the Giant, he said that he could actually hear, like, his back compressing. Like, he could I don't know what you call it when, like,
I believe that.
The dude weighed like 900 pounds.
Right. And Andre the Giant told him, like, I can't breathe. You need to pin me. Like, because they were wrestling for 11 minutes. You imagine if you're that big, you're running out of oxygen pretty quick.
Andre had so many health issues.
The stories about, you can't be that big and that big of an alcoholic. Like, people would say that they would get like a moving van or a seatless van, whatever you want to call it, to bring Andre the Giant around. And he would knock down like a case of beer between the wrestling venue and the hotel.
Yeah.
Man could drink.
He also could drink an entire thing, like a big thing of wine. And that was like his dinner.
Oh, God.
And he would drink 5 or 6 of those in a day. The stories surrounding him are insane.
Who's that golfer that's kind of
John Daly.
John Daly. He was talking about one time he drank 40 beers, 40 in one day.
Have you seen his documentary?
No.
Oh, man. It talks about when he was a super big alcoholic, and then when he got off of it, he would drink like a case of Diet Coke every day because you catch another. And so his next addiction was sugar.
Yeah.
So he would drink Diet Cokes and peanut M&Ms, and he would drink like a case a day.
Insane.
I think it was like last year, if you purchase, he has alcohol that's out, like mixed drinks in a can.
Yeah, he's drinking again.
Is he back on the sauce?
But.
Welcome back.
When you purchase it, it goes to like help local humane societies. So he's drinking for the good now,
nothing wrong
evil.
With that. Yeah. That's right. Nothing wrong with that. But Chelsea, you and I enjoy drinking.
I do.
Can you imagine knocking down 40 in one day?
Last time I did that was college, man.
I would be asleep after 12. Like I would have to take a nap.
I think my record is a case.
If it was beer, all that carbonation, no. Yeah. Nope.
In an entire day I've done a case.
That's a poke, man.
That was when I was in my prime.
Yeah, man. It was on this day in 2020. I'm sorry to end on a sad note with history, but it was on this day in 2020. I love love this song.
Me too.
On a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob Loves Charlene.
Well, now I hate to bring down the energy of the room, but it was on this day in 2020, Joe Diffie died at the age of 61. Yeah. Now, we were kind of talking earlier about how 2020 was a good year for a lot of us, but he died of the coronavirus.
Wasn't it only you that said 2020 was a good year?
Chelsea said she had a bit of a glow up in 2020.
Yeah, it was a blow up and a glow up. I remember he passed away on my shift, and I was new to radio, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I cannot. And I was like, okay, I got to play a Joe Diffie song. And the only one that was in the system was Prop Me Up.
Zod the jukebox. I was like,
I can't play that.
He was going to go out. That's how he wanted it.
Probably. That's the song. So when my dad passed away, he only had one wish that he passed away. And he like made this wish on his deathbed. And he said, when you guys have the final party in the garage, I want you to play Joe Diffie, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox. And that was one of the weirdest moments because we're all sitting in my dad's garage, which that was his place. You know, that was his place of happiness. And we're all just bawling our eyes out in my dad's garage as this song is playing over the speakers.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying.
Oh. And we're all just like bawling. I was like, this is not what Joe Diffie meant when he made this song.
Until you get to the chorus.
Yeah. And we're all just singing and crying and drinking.
Great song.
It is. It's a fantastic song. Let's do some birthdays real quick. Celebrating a birthday today. I'm surprised this band wasn't bigger, but John Popper, a.k.a. Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler.
I'm going to say 51.
Okay, you're way off.
Mm. Okay, well, I tried.
Wait, like way off?
Well, more than 5 years.
Higher or lower?
What is this?
I tried. 56.
Oh, you're close, Chelsea. There you go. He is the ripe old age of 57 today.
You know he got arrested for having like a military amount of arsenal in his trunk once?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
He seems like a hippie. You wouldn't think that he would have that.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why.
He's secure.
did you ever hear the story about why he decided to lose so much weight? I'm not going to say it on the air because it's gross.
I heard that
it's
he was
super
in,
gross.
He was saying, I saw something where he was in so much pain and like after shows he would bite like a handkerchief or something like that because he needed some way to let out pain.
I'm so tempted to tell the story, but it's so icky. I don't want to tell it.
Let's just keep rolling with birthdays.
Move on. All right. Also celebrating a birthday today.
You better work.
One of the original supermodels, Elle McPherson. It's her birthday today. I cannot believe that she is this old. I was actually flabbergasted when I read this morning.
Elle McPherson.
I don't know who that is.
She was like Australian. She was one of the original supermodels. You were like, wow.
Oh my gosh.
She was everywhere all the time.
68.
Okay. You're a little high on that one.
All right, well, a little high. Then I'm going to say 64.
You're also a little high. She is the ripe old age of 60 today, but she looks 38. It's insane.
They're gorgeous.
I don't know how they do it. I understand moisturizing, but I don't understand how they do the rest.
Genetics. They have a special DNA.
That's true.
I think there's a fountain of life somewhere that they're drinking water out of.
Very well could be.
It's in Florida.
Who knows, but it's working for her. That's for dang sure. All right. And of course, if it's your birthday today, shout out to my wife, Brianna. Happy birthday. I want to wish you a happy birthday as well. I know she ain't up yet. It's her birthday.
Birthday month.
Luckily, my wife does not do the birthday month, and if she did, it would almost be over anyway. You know what's funny, though? So I'm very bad at birthdays. It's not because I don't care. It's just because I'm so busy, and then I'm like, crap, it's this weekend.
Right.
So I made reservations at a really nice restaurant tonight.
Yep.
And then we're going to go to a speakeasy that you had to make reservations for. So we're doing all that, right?
I love that.
Right, and she does, too. She was so excited because I told her last night. I was like, hey, we kind of got to be on task tomorrow.
Kelly, you're winning with the birthday game.
I'm not. No. This is the first one I've ever done anything like this. But then she was like, well, I kind of want to hang out with the kids. And I'm like, okay, well, the restaurant I made reservations at is like, it's expensive. It's probably about $70, $80 a person.
And they ain't giving you a kid discount.
Nope. And she's like, well, can we make it for four? I was like, oh, yes.
Did you actually?
Yes, we can.
And you can't lie about their age either. You can't be like, Kelly, can't be like they're 11 and under.
You didn't.
I did.
Unbelievable.
Dude, I'm a fool for my family. I'm an absolute fool for my family. Here's the way I look at it. It's going to be, yes, an expensive dinner, but my daughter's 14. In 4 years, we're not going to be able to do this stuff anymore, right?
Okay.
That's not true.
It's going to take me 4 years to pay off this dinner.
That is not true because she's going to be in college and broke, and she's going to come home, and guess who's got to feed her?
She'll be like, sure, Dad.
Yeah. hey, Dad, are we going to do something for Mom's birthday this year? Can we go to that same place we went to? That place was good.
No, child. That was a once in a lifetime.
It's only money.
Uh-huh.
I just tell my kids, look, I'm going to have to live with you at some point in your life.
Do you want me to cut this part out of the podcast so your wife doesn't hear it? Or how do you want to do that?
She doesn't even know what I do for a living.